is going on with Anthony Albanese? 6 points that he's got to remember to talk about the NDIS plan, and he can only remember one. Well, maybe he'll take to TikTok later this afternoon and let us know what they actually are. Now, you would have heard of TikTok. It's a social media platform that the youngsters are on. It's basically a streaming site for short, sharp videos. You might have seen your children or your grandchildren post dances on there. It is way too complicated for me. I downloaded it and tried to have a little look at it, and I was like, pass, thanks. But like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, it is an extremely powerful marketing tool and can reach thousands, sometimes millions of people. So there is no wonder that politicians are turning to TikTok to try and resonate with young voters. Here is ScoMo and also Anthony Albanese on TikTok. Take a listen.
Well, g'day. You probably heard we've called the election for Saturday, the 21st of May. Now, over the next 6 weeks, you get to make a choice, and it's your choice, because this election is not about anyone else other than you.
Why does the government set up a royal commission and then ignore the central recommendations in it? The central recommendations of the Aged Care Royal Commission.
I don't know about you, but they're basically just replaying, re-saying what they would on TV or on radio. They've both completely missed the mark here, and really good opportunities. I can just see teenagers and people in their early 20s, their eyes roll at that. But let's chat with social media expert Demelza Leonard from DL Social. Demelza, great to have you on the show. Those two clips that I just played, that's not going to win any young voters, is it?
Absolutely not. No, young voters, when it comes to TikTok, it's all about entertainment, light entertainment, and lightly edited video clips. And when you have a look at what the politicians are putting up there, the ones that tend to be trending, I mean, let's face it, none of their videos are going viral the way that they did on Facebook the last election. But with the TikTok platform and the audience, the ones that are working are the ones that are more gaffed from politicians that are being played up or parodied, or even memes. I mean, there's one where there's a very large Shrek hovering, dancing, twerking Shrek hovering over a Parliament House, and that is actually doing much better than what some of the political TikTok videos are actually doing.
And do they have any messages at all, or are they just purely taking the mickey out of our politicians?
I think what we're seeing a combination of influencers taking the mickey out of the politicians, but then also the politicians are, some of them are actually creating these videos in good jest. One of the politicians that do very well is Julian Hill. He has 150,000 followers on TikTok, and that's because not only did he start his TikTok profile when COVID, we were all in lockdown, and he did start dancing with his family on there. But then he's also added points of view vlog-style videos and even some of his speech highlights to try and communicate messages that he knows is going to interact and resonate with that younger audience. And that is so crucial to this generation that is using TikTok. They want to hear the facts, but they want it done in a way that resonates with them. They don't want politicians trying to do the Macarena in an attempt to get their attention, because they know that's A, cringeworthy, and they're trying too hard to do it.
What's the demographic of Facebook? TikTok.
So TikTok has a very high audience of 13 to 17 and then 18 to 24. And for a lot of those 18-year-olds, this is their very first election. In fact, some of the 19 and 20-year-olds as well, this is the very first time they're going to be voting. Mm. So when they're on TikTok, they want things that are actually going to make sense and allow them to feel heard. This is for this younger generation. A lot of the times they don't feel like their issues and their concerns are being addressed. And all political parties are really missing the mark here, because this is the stuff that they want to know more about. One of the reasons why the platform has done so well with this generation is when we did have the first COVID lockdowns and when we did have the Black Lives Matter movement, a lot of them were sharing their own thoughts, concerns and opinions on the platform, which helped it to go viral and helped it to become even more popular with the younger audience because it was almost a platform for them to be heard. Mm. With politicians jumping on this platform, they're now thinking, oh, well, we can get their attention, but they've got to make sure they're doing it in the right way.
That's really interesting because a lot of them, you know, their lives were changed upside down. We've got a generation here that were locked up and basically lost the last 2 years of their lives and got very vocal on TikTok. I was monitoring that, you know, throughout the pandemic. And it was amazing how passionate and outspoken so many were. What are the topics that they do want to be, you know, that they want to talk about?
The number one topic for the younger audience at the moment is climate change. It's something they feel that they're not being listened to by a number of the political parties, and they want to be heard. And climate change is the number one. If you can create messaging that targets that concern, you're going to start getting their attention. The other thing that you need to do is engage with that audience. What you're finding is the Labor profile as well as the Greens profile, they do engage with their audience, whether that be they've been tagged in a particular conversation or there's a video that they've put up themselves. And that way it actually generates a real understanding of the younger audience who are interacting and commenting, okay, well, these guys want to hear us. The Liberal, particularly for Scott Morrison's profile, you cannot comment on his videos. So you're already
alienating, stopping
the conversation from happening. And again, this is just going to, the transparency is not there. So again, they're going to see right through it. The one thing that this younger generation on any social media platform, they want authenticity, they want transparency. If you're not going to provide that, you're going to lose them as an audience very, very quickly.
Okay, what about seeing just purely having a video of an older politician on TikTok? We're talking about a young generation. Won't that be a bit of a turn off? And they'll be like, okay, where's another social media outlet? TikTok's got old people on it now. This isn't cool.
I think it will eventually head in that direction, just like we saw with Instagram. And now with Instagram, it's a lot of businesses and a lot of profiles and personalities that are on there now. And that younger market has tended to drop off Instagram as opposed to what they were, say, 5 years ago. But I think if it doesn't matter your age, as long as you're connecting with the audience and you're doing it in a really, I guess, humorous, entertainment, lighthearted way. That's one of the reasons why TikTok works very, very well. Also, listening to that audience. These are the crucial things that I think every single political party has not done well enough. If you can listen to your audience, that should be part of your strategy. And it just seems like the videos that are going up are very hit and miss at the moment.
It's so interesting that you say that because I feel like talkback radio is one certain demographic and we have so many people ring in across all our shows here and tell us the topics that matter to them. And then you've got the younger voter that is using the social media platform, yet politicians aren't listening. And it's frustrating and it really could be a lot more simple for them.
I think that's exactly right. I think what you're also seeing is a lot of them are utilising their social media. Well, I mean, the last election, Labor didn't have a very strong digital strategy and that it did cost them in the end. However, I think this time they're trying to do it, but they're basing themselves on social media that is Facebook, Instagram, and has been around for quite some time. Mm. Whilst TikTok has been around under the name of ByteDance, and then it evolved into TikTok. It has rapidly grown, but it's grown in a way that is different to Instagram and is different to Facebook. So the model that you have for your social media strategy for those two platforms should be totally different when it comes to TikTok.
Demelza, really interesting chat. Thank you. That is Demelza Leonard there from DL Social.